Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Hello, everyone. John Hansen here. I'm going to be chatting with Noah Block from Mesiro. This month, we're chatting about renting versus buying, the age-old debate. What do you think about buying an investment property?
You know, I think...
Deep breath right beforehand.
I think at my team and at Mesiro, we talk about, again, homes more as utilities. And there's other ways to have an investment that's maybe more liquid, that could be more fruitful. So, you know, for certain clients who may have a higher net worth where their liquid investments are enough to cover their needs for the foreseeable future, I think it's, you know, a suitable idea. But, you know, for the most part, again, we lean to the side on the conservative side that homes are really for use and less for investment.
But when I go on Instagram, there's a million people telling me to chain link a bunch of properties one on top of the other, that I've got the equity in my one house. Mm-hmm. Why don't I buy a rental property, rent that out, and I'm going to then use the equity of both these homes to buy a third and a fourth one. Yeah. Seems really easy on Instagram, Noah.
It does. It does seem really easy. I see those same videos.
Yeah.
And I think that's... They underplay it, that's a full-time job to have four or five properties, manage those properties, make sure they're, you know, getting updated, have those maintenance costs built in that they don't really talk about in those videos. So for some, it can work, but it's really a time-consuming thing to do, is have all these properties, manage them, take care of them, and listen to potential buyers to sell them eventually.
What about people that want to buy a vacation place?
Yeah.
I imagine talking through that, because that's something maybe in the middle, right? You get some utility out of it if you're going to use it. And I guess it depends if it's a cabin in Wisconsin you're going to go to every weekend, or a condo or a home in Arizona you're going to go for 3 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
Walk us through kind of what you talked about with snowbirds.
Yeah, snowbirds, you know, are people that... Usually those are people that just retired. So, you know, they're starting a new phase of life and have an idea that they want to get out of the freezing cold Chicago 6 months of the year.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I would do that. And so usually we talk to them about renting first. And I think that it's really more so, do you know that the place you want to live? Do you know the location well enough? Are there neighborhoods you want to try out? And so we usually recommend renting for 2 weeks here and there, maybe even in the same city, but in different neighborhoods, to see if that's, you know, which one they like better. And that just doesn't lock you into that home purchase right away that we talked about having really high upfront costs. So you kind of get to do a little trial period of testing out different places, different states, different communities, different climates, and seeing what fits you best. So usually that's our first recommendation to
rent to that place first.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe if you're going to go do one of these things where you go for a month, a year or something, do that once via the rental or twice, mm-hmm. to see if it's something you really actually want to do, if that lifestyle of being away from the grandkids for that month,
exactly.
is something you really want to do. Because there's got to be that personal aspect of things too, right?
Exactly. You know, is there a community there that you, you know, become friends with? Or what are you leaving behind that you're... Are you sure you're willing to commit to leaving that up behind for 6 months? So I think it gives everyone flexibility in that first situation. And then if it's a place you like, then you can consider, you know, a second home or, you know, an investment property that you share with somebody to use once a year.
Right. I think that the second home idea always sounds great. And for some people, it works great. And that's wonderful. I don't know why, though. I think that when we think of a vacation home, we forget it comes with the same baggage that your own house did.
It does.
It comes with all the same taxes. It comes with all the same insurances rising, especially in certain states. Mm-hmm. Florida, boy, you better consider your homeowner's insurance, depending Absolutely. On where you are. But it also comes with, like, you're going to be paying utilities on a place you're not at.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the Florida situation, knock on wood, but, you know, do you have a plan in place if you're in Chicago and a hurricane's coming? You know, what do you do? Do you have somebody that can come do the necessary precautions? So to your point, there's a lot to think about. We have a lot of clients, not all, but a lot of clients who get two homes and then go back to having one in yeah. this new place because they're happy there, and taking care of two is just too much of a burden, especially as you get older. So we see both sides. We see clients that love having, you know, two homes, two different places to be, two different communities, and others that two is just too much of a burden.
Right. And again, it depends on location, everything. My folks were very fortunate after working their entire lives. They bought a little cabin up on a lake in Wisconsin. And it wasn't only seen for them as a cool place for them to go, but as like a legacy thing for our entire family.
Right.
It can be something really magical you have that you can pass on to your kids. I will just say that's where also Mesereau comes into play. Estate planning. How is that going to happen, right?
Right. Exactly. And I think that's one of the biggest things that brings joy to our clients is if they have a second home that the family congregates at. That's invaluable, right? To have the whole family together. But again, a second home is part of an estate plan. It's something to consider. How do you pass it on? How do you title it so it passes on smoothly to the next generation? All those things are things we talk to clients about.
Noah, anything else you want to add about this renting versus buying debate? You haven't settled it entirely, which I guess is probably the point, right?
I think that is the point. I think there's no real, you know, winner outright. It's each person's, you know, individual scenario. I will say in today's market, you know, we're seeing not a lot of supply. So not a lot of people are selling, which is making it really tough on buying. A lot of pressure, a lot of bidding wars, a lot of, you know, people going over asking. So again, not saying one way or the other, but I think it is a tough market to be buying in right now.
Although I will say, 4 or 5 years ago, some people were saying similar things.
Absolutely.
And now prices are up 25-30% in some areas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is, you know, kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yes.
With where interest rates are and the cost to buy a home being the interest rate, it's, you know,
it's a little wild.
It is a little wild.
Exactly. Well, no matter what decision you make, it can be the right one for you financially. And
absolutely.
I think that's the most important decision to make.
Absolutely.
You've got to make not only the important decision that you want for what you want for your family and the joy and all that of maybe buying versus renting. You have to make the smart fiscal decision for yourself so you're not handcuffed down the road.
Right. And it's a big one, right? It should be something that you take time on, you think through, you talk to somebody, hopefully Mesereau, and you know, you make sure you're making the right decision.
All right, Noah, we'll keep our conversation going next week on our Mesereau Monday podcast, 877-MESEROW, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesereau advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesereau at 877-MESIROW.